Well, my friends, as we shamelessly plugged and promised, this big show before we head over to the Emerald Isle, we have a very special guest. Now, this is not the first time this guest has been on the show. He's been on several times. And every time, it's been as much fun, it's been as much passion, it's been as much excitement. And who else could we have to meet all that criteria than Mr. Cocktail himself, with his own radio show and a babelicious known as Mrs. Cocktail? It is, of course, Paul Tunerman, CFO of Tales of the Cocktail, and his awesome wife, Ann Tunerman. Paul, welcome back to Chef of the Fat Man, and today is an extremely exciting day for Tales of the Cocktail 2009.
Absolutely, Kevin, and thank you. I appreciate it. I'll take shameless promotion anytime I can get it.
You ought to. You have the title. Yeah. You have the title that was officially proclaimed. This is not a self-made title.
Oh no, absolutely, Mayor. The illustrious Mayor Ray Nagin of New Orleans proclaimed July 16, 2008, as the official Mr. Cocktail Day.
Yes, and you are officially Mr. Cocktail. Now, see, I am the self-proclaimed fat man. I am not official. I have no official cred other than my belt line. But anyway, this is such a huge day for Tales of the Cocktail 2009.
Absolutely.
This is the day.
Our tickets go on sale.
That's it. Tell us about it.
Oh, well, I'll tell you. You know, Kevin, Tales of the Cocktail 2009 is going to be simply unbelievable.
I knew
it. You know, last year, Ann and I and the team at Tales were blown away by the event, and we were literally sort of caught off guard with the sheer number of people that showed up. This year is going to top that. And you know, it's in the months that preceded Tales of the Cocktail 2008, a lot of folks talk, geez, you know, how are you going to top this year? You know, 2008 was phenomenal. You know, what are you going to do next? And I will tell you, the Ann and her team have done an unbelievable job in putting together a program that I am just thrilled to death about. Tickets go on sale today, www.talesofthecocktail.com. Get them quickly.
Absolutely.
Because they will, you know, folks actually started booking their hotel rooms as early as last December for the Hotel Monteleone.
So, can you blame them?
Oh, absolutely not. It's the greatest show in, it's the greatest show in town. It's the most spirited event of the summer. You know, as the Wall Street Journal said, everybody who's anybody in the spirits industry is there.
And
the beauty about Tales is that while it's certainly the place to be if you're a cocktail professional, it's also the place to be if you're a cocktail enthusiast. You know, we and you and I have talked about, you know, the retired nurse from Arkansas who showed up the year after Hurricane Katrina. And she wrote us a letter, and Ann still has that letter in the back of her day timer, where she talks about how she wasn't sure what it was she was going to do in her retirement. She stumbled across Tales of the Cocktail, came, and now she knows what she's going to do. She's going to drink.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It is.
And what's amazing about Tales of the Cocktail, you know, we have been, of course, we stay throughout the year. It's almost weekly that we mentioned Tales of the Cocktail. But we do it simply from a shameless marketing and promotions because we are so in love with Ann and you and what you all have done and what you've done to really be a huge and very significant part of the rebuilding of our wonderful city of New Orleans. And if it hadn't, you know, Tales of the Cocktail literally is the biggest event in New Orleans. Now think about this. The biggest event in New Orleans for the whole summer.
Kevin, last year's event, University of New Orleans did our economic impact survey study last year. Last year's event in 5 days had an economic impact of $7.6 million.
That's got to humble you guys.
It is just unbelievable. But, you know, it's the great part about it is what it does for the people. You know, not many people come to New Orleans during the summer. It happens to be a little warm at that time of year.
Tad.
And so what happens is most of the restaurants close down. Most of the hotels start to lay people off. So the bellmen, the valets, the dishwashers, the waiters, the waitresses, the bartenders, essentially try and make it through the summer.
Right.
With the exception of about 10 days, a few days before and a few days following, Tales of the Cocktail, when that city comes alive and we literally sell out just about every hotel in the French Quarter and the surrounding area.
You really do. And what's amazing, my friends, and the reason we felt this date was so important to have the CFO of Tales of the Cocktail on the show, Mr. Cocktail himself, is because this is the day the tickets go on sale. Today, my friends, you can, after this, or right when you're listening to this interview, you can go online and get your tickets. And let me explain to you how important this is. You may not think it's so important, but last year I must have had probably 15 or 20 different people come up to me knowing that I have a little juice, and I don't mean key lime, but I mean I have a little juice with Paul and Ann. It's the only part of me that's little, but it's a little juice, and I got to tell you, they were begging for me to help them get into some events because they were slap sold out, and they were sold out in June.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, if you want the primo events, if you want to be front and center, if you want to go to the number of incredible events, and by the by, don't forget the most awesome dining event in the city of New Orleans, bar none, for the whole year, happens very spiritedly on at Tales of the Cocktail. So let's talk a little bit. Let's slickly transition into that.
Well, Kevin, and it is a, the beautiful part about it is that you buy a ticket, come to a single seminar. Along with that ticket, you get opportunities to attend free events throughout the 5 days of the festival. We have tasting rooms. Last year, we had such a demand for tasting rooms. This year, we're having two rooms going simultaneously in separate parts of the hotel. They're free, open to ticket holders. So you come to an event on Wednesday night, Thursday morning, come and spend the entire day going from tasting room to tasting room to tasting room. We've got cocktail hour. We've got, our traditional Friday night, we traditionally have sort of one of our big shindigs, and this year it's Seven Deadly Sins. It is going to be unbelievable. We have the folks who do all of the Mardi Gras floats are working with us in transforming the second floor of the W Hotel.
And the W is a fabulous hotel.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, that's going to be unbelievable. We've got the Spirit Awards. We have our bartender competitions. We are going to have a cachaça competition at Pat O's. But, what you were talking about were the spirited dinners, which happens on Thursday night. Where else, for $85, can you get a five-course meal paired with cocktails made by literally world-renowned mixologists all over the world?
And, the bar tab for just the drinks you will get for this event would exceed $85 anywhere you go.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've got folks like, where else can you have John Besh make you dinner and Paul Packel, who is the only individual that has amassed the accreditations that he has on both the spirits and the wine side of the industry, where John is making you dinner and Paul is mixing you drinks.
How about this Dale DeGroff, Tony Abuganim? I mean, you're talking about the who's who of mixologists in
the
world.
You've got H from Elixir. You've got Neil Bodenheimer from Cure. You've got Lou Brow from Cafe Adelaide. Paul Packel, is pairing up with the Bourbon House. You have got, Tony Abuganim, Charlotte, the lovely, beautiful, and just always charming Charlotte Vossi with Hendrix Gin. just the list goes on and on and on and on. You know, Don Lee from PDT, Please Don't Tell in New York. Sasha from Milk and Honey. You know, one of the first, you know, post-prohibition era speakeasies that opened up in New York City's Chinatown. Everybody who's anybody in the cocktail world shows up. You know, our good friend Michael Silvers from Uber Tools,
yep,
from way across the pond from Australia. You know, his goal this year, you know, last year I think he brought about 30 Australians with him. This year he's shooting for 50. I told him he should just work really hard and get enough people to charter his own jet.
Well, you know, he'll just charge it to Paul Toonerman. Because after all, who has more money than Paul? My friend,
a lot of people.
Mr. Cocktail himself.
Bernie Madoff.
Paul Toonerman, I'm telling you, he's Bernie Madoff's best buddy. No, just kidding. But Paul Toonerman, CFO of Tales of the Cocktail 2009. Paul, thank you so much for spending this Sunday with us, giving us the exciting news. The tickets are on sale as we speak. Today is the first day. Get online, get your tickets, and be there for Tales of the Cocktail 2009. It is July 8th through the 12th. And if you aren't there, you are going to be bitter for the rest of the year. Paul, we look forward to it. We'll speak to you and Ann a few more times before the event, and I want to have you guys on as soon as you let us know that the tickets are gone. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Kevin. Look
so forward to talking to you soon. Paul Toonerman, and we are having more fun, more food, more excitement at Chef of the Fat Man coming right up.